Well, in a sight unthinkable a few weeks ago, US and Russian flags flew next to each other outside a palace in Saudi Arabia yesterday. American and Russian officials met for 4.5 hours and agreed that both countries would lay the groundwork for the future cooperation on ending the war in Ukraine. The talks marked an extraordinary turn of events after US President Donald Trump called Vladimir Putin last week in an effort to end the war without consulting Ukraine or its European allies. Mark Lyle Grant, former National Security Advisor for the UK, joins us now. Mark, what do you make of yesterday's talks? Are those fears now materialising that US President Donald Trump is prepared to end the war in Ukraine on terms favourable to Moscow?
Yes, I think there's a great deal of concern, not only in Ukraine, but across Europe at the developments of the last few days. And I think the Russians will be very happy with what has happened because they have achieved a start of a normalization of the relationship with the United States after 3 years of isolation without anyone else at the table, no Ukraine, no Europe. They've been discussing economic ties as well as the sort of Ukraine conflict. And the Americans have offered a number of concessions up front, whereas the Russians have offered absolutely nothing in the way of concessions. And just yesterday, in his comments to the press, President Trump was sort of echoing the Moscow narrative about how this war started, blaming it on Ukraine rather than on Russia, who really started the war.
Now, you've previously worked on behalf of the UK as a negotiator with the Russian negotiating team, including Sergei Lavrov, who was at the table yesterday. What's he like? He seems tough when he has already laid out demands of no US troops in Ukraine, no European peacekeepers in Ukraine, no to Ukraine joining NATO, and no to Ukrainian demands to get back lost territory.
Yes, he's an extremely tough and effective negotiator. He was something like 10 years ambassador at the United Nations. He's now been 20 years as foreign minister. So he's got 30 years experience of negotiating on issues in which Russia is involved. So he is extremely tough and he never makes any concessions. His opening bids and indeed the next rounds is to say no, no, no. And then eventually you can squeeze a little bit out of him. And that's why I think it's very naive, I would say, of the Americans to be offering concessions up front when, as you rightly say, Lavrov has made very clear where the Russian demands are.
Now, US National Security Advisor Mike Walls said there's got to be some discussion of territory and there is going to be a discussion of security guarantees in order to have peace in Ukraine. In your opinion, what security guarantees are a must here?
Well, the key issues for this negotiation are not so much land. Obviously, there will need to be some concern and that Ukraine occupies part of Russia at the moment. But the key issues are a guarantee of Ukraine's future sovereignty and policy choice so that they can decide which direction the country should go in the future. And secondly, security guarantees that are really credible. Now, some European countries are stepping up and saying we're prepared to sort of put troops on the ground as part of that security guarantee. Lavrov has, of course, ruled that out right from the start, but that's his opening bid. But the question is, can that be credible without American involvement? And in my view, it can't.
How many troops would be needed, Mark?
Well, I think you've got to compare it to somewhere like Korea. And so we're talking about multiple tens of thousands. Some people have said even 100,000, because it's a very long border between Ukraine and Russia. So you'd be a lot of troops. And even if the Europeans could muster all those troops, it would need American support in terms of logistics, in terms of intelligence, in terms of air support for it to be credible. Otherwise, I just don't think it would be a credible security guarantee for the future of Ukraine.
It's just after 8:30 and we'll come to news headlines in just one moment. But European and other world leaders, they're planning to hold a second emergency summit in Paris today. What needs to come from that expected meeting? Because there still isn't a consensus from European leaders yet, is there?
No, there isn't a complete consensus on security guarantees, although I think there is a complete consensus on the sort of message that needs to be put to Donald Trump to sort of correct some of the misunderstandings he has about where we are in this conflict. But it's not necessarily the same people around the table of this second summit. I think this summit is for President Macron to brief some of the European countries that weren't invited to the first meeting on Monday. So it's a chance for him to brief them on where we are.
Okay, Mark Lyle Grant, former National Security Advisor for the UK, thanks for joining us.